Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Today, we're tackling something crucial. Learning to prioritize self-love over self-criticism. Ever find yourself stuck in that mental hamster wheel of negativity? You know, replaying mistakes, nitpicking every flaw, constantly comparing yourself to others. Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt which probably has a stain on it because I spilled coffee on myself while stressing about being not good enough. But guess what? We're breaking free from that cycle today. Because in this crazy world, where we are bombarded with unrealistic expectations and social pressure, self-love isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a superpower. It's the fuel that drives our resilience, creativity, and genuine happiness. So, how do we shift from that inner critic to a cheerleader for ourselves? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can transform your relationship with yourself. 1. Reframe your inner dialogue. This one is huge. That relentless voice in your head, the one that's constantly putting you down, needs a serious makeover. Think of it like this. If a friend was speaking to themselves the way you speak to yourself, would you tolerate it? Probably not, right? So why let that negativity fester inside your own mind? Challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm so clumsy, or I'll never be good enough, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? Often, we realize these thoughts are just exaggerations, are based on past experiences that don't define us anymore. 2. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on what we haven't achieved, but where's the joy in that? Take a moment each day to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small. Finished a tough workout? Nailed a presentation at work? Cooked a delicious meal? Give yourself a high five. These victories build confidence and remind you of your strengths. You know, it's like climbing Mount Everest. Every step up the mountain is a victory worth celebrating, not just reaching the summit. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. Instead of berating yourself for imperfections, remember that everyone is human, we are all works in progress. 4. Engage in activities that nourish your soul. Think about what truly brings you joy. Painting, dancing, reading, spending time in nature. Make time for these activities regularly. When you invest in your passions and well-being, you recharge your spirit and cultivate a sense of self-love that radiates outwards. 5. Set healthy boundaries. This is essential for protecting your energy and mental space. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your values. Prioritize your needs and create space for self-care. Remember, saying no sometimes means saying yes to yourself. Okay, let's bring this all home with a real-world example. Imagine you're applying for a job that really excites you and that seems like a perfect fit. You pour your heart into the application, nail the interview, and you don't get the job. That rejection stings, right? But instead of spiraling into self-doubt and telling yourself, I'm not good enough, try this. Acknowledge your disappointment, but also recognize all the effort you put in. Celebrate the fact that you even dared to apply. This experience could be a valuable learning opportunity, and it certainly doesn't define your worth. Now, remember, shifting from self-criticism to self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing these principles one day at a time. Remember, you're worthy of love, respect, and happiness. Don't let the inner critic steal your shine. Now go out there, rock your world, and spread that self-love like wildfire. I'll see you in the next episode for another Stoic Mind Gym workout. Until then, keep it real, keep it strong, and never stop believing in yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.